For the last year, airlines have struggled to weather the pandemic, and now earnings reports signal they might be turning the corner. United Airlines and Delta, two of the largest airlines in North America, have reported increased second quarter revenues that topped estimates. But as you probably saw this week, financial markets tanked on reports of increasing cases of COVID and declining vaccinations and what that might mean for the economy. Here now, transportation analyst Seth Kaplan is here. Hi, Seth.
Hey, Robin.
So what do the latest numbers tell us about the health of the airline industry?
Well, last year, Robin, that downturn was steeper than anything that had ever happened, anything that anybody ever thought could happen. And yet this recovery, Robin, has also surprised people relative to where we are. To be clear, airlines are still in far worse shape than they were in 2019, but they're in far better shape than they were in 2020, and the recovery has happened more quickly than a lot of people thought. A lot of people thought it might be 3 or 4 years before some airlines were really back on their feet, and some of them, at least, are getting there already.
Yeah, so this is good, but many airlines relied on federal aid from the relief bills. Is it just that everybody suddenly got on planes because they thought the restrictions were easing, or why are they healthier than thought, sooner than thought?
Well, primarily it's the recovery in domestic leisure travel demand. People are still not generally flying around the world, although some international service has rebounded, and business travelers are generally still not traveling very much, going to conferences, going to other offices from their companies. That's still way off. But domestic leisure travel, which does account for the majority of overall travel, is nearly back to where it was. And all along, it's sort of been whatever was happening with the pandemic that has driven air travel demand. And as people have become more comfortable doing everything in their lives, they have, Robin, begun traveling again.
Yeah, well, but so does it follow that, as we see, you know, numbers rising in this country, in some spots overwhelming hospitals. You have Los Angeles County putting back its, you know, masks, even for people who are vaccinated. You have, you know, in the wider picture, people in France being told they have to quarantine for 2 weeks when they come into Great Britain, the UK, because there's a new strain there, the beta strain in France. You know, these warning signs, what does that predict?
Yeah, most definitely. Again, that works in both directions, right? The whole sort of you tell me what's happening with the pandemic and I'll tell you the rest. The catch there is that nobody ever knows what's going to happen tomorrow with the pandemic. So, you know, the fact that the recovery happened so quickly had to do with the fact that the vaccination rollout, at least in parts of the country, was rather successful. But yeah, now the Delta variant here, as you said, beta variant elsewhere, absolutely a threat to that recovery if people change their travel habits, right? It's not about the variants per se. It's about what people are comfortable doing or restrictions that just simply prevent them from doing what they want.
Yeah. Meanwhile, we have less than a minute here. What might we hear from other airlines? Not everyone's reported their earnings yet. What do you think we're going to hear?
Right. Delta earned a small profit. United, a small loss. American and Southwest, which are the other two giant U.S. airlines, report tomorrow. And based on guidance, American's looking for a small profit. And Southwest will do relatively well, too. And that's a surprise. They're mostly exposed to domestic markets. So the more domestic you are and the less business traffic you carry, the better off you are. Southwest does carry a fair amount of business traffic, but very little international.
Okay. Here now, transportation analyst Seth Kaplan. Thanks as always.
Thanks, Robin.